Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz Madsen, and today we're reading Nehemiah 5:1 through 8:1. There is ample reason to meditate upon the same message over and over again, for God delights to give you fresh insight from familiar passages. That is from the reflection page from yesterday that I always hope you read, and I am surely proof of this statement. This is my 10th time going through the Bible beginning to end, and I learn lots of new things every single time, which I think is so cool, and I certainly hope some of you maybe get into the habit of doing this every year. Then I pressed further, "What you are doing is not right. Should you not walk in the fear of our God in order to avoid being mocked by enemy nations?" That is Nehemiah 5:9. How good are you at calling out bad behavior when you see it? Or is it easier to just look the other way? It might depend on the consequences of the situation, but hopefully we can learn from Nehemiah on doing the right thing no matter what. We can learn from the life of Nehemiah valuable lessons in restoring and maintaining a relationship with God. As the people returned to the rebuilt city, the first order of business was to make certain that they understood the law of Moses. So Ezra, a priest, spent many hours reading the law before the assembly, making sure they understood what God desired. Nehemiah 8:18 records what should be a part of every believer's life, the daily reading of God's word. Day after day, from the first day to the last, Ezra read from the book of the law of God. They celebrated the feast for 7 days, and on the 8th day, in accordance with the regulation, there was an assembly. Nehemiah stands as a testament to faithfulness and perseverance. He lived far away from his home, yet he never gave up hope that someday he would return to it. He spent most of his life in exile in a pagan land, yet he never wavered in his faith and trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He was a prayer warrior, putting everything before the Lord in prayer, interceding on behalf of his people, and he was rewarded for his diligence and perseverance. Nehemiah cared so much for his people that he never gave up the hope of their restoration, not only to their homeland, but to the God that first called their forefather Abraham out of the same area and made a covenant with him, one which Nehemiah believed would stand forever. And all that is from a link I'm including from gotquestions.org on the life of Nehemiah and what we can learn from Nehemiah. I loved it so much, I wanted to share it with you about that perseverance and standing strong even when it's tough. And you may have noticed today's reading assignment is broken into verses for the first time, but it appears to be that way just so that Nehemiah 8:1 could be included in today, kind of wrap up before starting tomorrow. So technically tomorrow is Nehemiah 8:2 through 10:39, and that's simply all of 10. I think they just wanted to include the verses because they included the verses on the front side of tomorrow's reading. I hope that makes sense. So there you go. You're doing great. Keep at it. Happy reading. This episode is brought to you by Travel with Friends. Safe, knowledgeable, transformative, educational, fun, unforgettable, connections, personable, amazing, taken care of, safe, scripture brought to life, and life-changing. These are just a few of the words travelers and hosts describe a trip with Travel with Friends. Traveling to different locations throughout the world, these few words describe what the majority of the tour groups feel and experience. If you want to travel with a trustworthy, dependable, and reliable organization, just give us a call at 501-379-9226, email us at friends@travelwithfriends.com, or click the link in the description and let us make your travel dreams come true.